Dr. Librand and his wife, Jody, of 34 years, homeschooled their five children from birth to college, where they all excelled in academics and community, the University of Texas, and Abilene Christian. With their combined degrees, two BAs, two masters, one doctorate, Fred and Jody have stuck with their faith and their obsession with practical learning. As a result, the overall theme of teaching them to learn how to learn invades everything they offer.
Teenage rebellion. There's really a lot that goes into this topic, but one of my mentors kind of explained it this way. By the way, I'm Fred Librand. We've had five teens. We survived it all. And I have a conviction about teenage rebellion, that basically what's happening, as this mentor taught us, is that you are finding out, it's like your second chance. You're finding out where maybe some mistakes were made, some lessons that weren't learned exactly. And so what happens is when a child is, you know, if a child learns to have, let's say, pity parties or fits or conniptions, I think as mom used to call them, when they're little, they can be cute, sort of. But when they get big, like teenager, they're too big to do it. And they can take actions little ones can't, in terms of running away or destroying property or something. I'm trying to share with you that it's a chance for you to begin again and to tweak what's going on. Kids have not settled into their identity as to who they are. That usually happens from 16 to 21. There's certainly a lot of things they've learned and that are in the system. But it doesn't mean people can't grow or change. What you want to do if you're seeing rebellion in a child, you want to think about what is that rebellion trying to communicate. And I think on a simple level, there are a couple of things to know. One is generally what's happened is we've excused a lot of behavior. And then when you get towards adulthood, you can't really control it. So there's part of the rub, that we get into an idea of kids doing childlike things instead of on the things that matter to us. The issue is do it. And they go do it. That's the whole story. And when we get into negotiation, debate, and discussion, all the rest of it, it convolutes the conversation. But here's the real thing I want you to think about. And that is, why are they rebelling? What I was taught, and I've seen this bear out in the course of my counseling work and coaching work, and what I've found is pretty simply this. Kids who are in their teens are rebelling to either get out or to get in. So think about that for a second. If they're trying to get out, they probably feel oppressed. The rules, the control, the enmeshment, that kind of stuff is putting in a box who they really are. And so they're, you know, it's like their last name is what's important and their first name doesn't mean anything. That's a problem. That's one extreme. So they're rebelling to break out of this system. And that's the more common way we think about it. But there's another kind of rebellion, and that's rebelling to get in. And what that means is they really don't feel like they belong to the family. They probably feel black sheepish or in some way like they don't fit with the family. There are others with special privilege or something like that. And so the rebellion stuff is kind of that attention-gathering thing that's trying to get them in. The cure, actually, for both of these really is a balance of what's called power and love, or belonging and separateness, or being and doing, all these ways we talk about it nowadays. But what you're really wanting to do is to both affirm your love and commitment for your child and give them the freedom, responsibility to make choices for their life. So if you tell them what you want and say, you know, it's your choice, and then make them do it anyway, that's over-controlled. If you give them no direction about what you expect or hope for, then that's clearly kind of under-controlled and they're not being guided. This is that trick that parents have to do. How do we figure out how to let you know that we love you dearly, and yet we do have standards and expectations around here? And they're going to run into those in business and life, no matter who's the president. So I would just encourage you to try to begin by thinking that through. Diagnose what's going on. Why are they rebelling? Because that's going to give you insight on what to address. Are they trying to get out of the system? Are they trying to get in?